Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Shabbos 106 talking about the feeling of being trapped, very apropos to our times. We've talked about it before, but going to talk a little bit more about it today with a slightly different spin. Here on Shabbos 106, Reb Yehuda maintains that one who traps a bird by chasing the bird into a closet, or traps a deer by chasing it into a house, is liable for trapping on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, trapping a bird in a house is insufficient, as the bird can fly out of the window. Similarly, trapping a deer in an enclosed area is insufficient to be liable, as the deer is not rendered trapped in a closed area other than a house. The Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that a bird is only considered trapped in a closet, but the Chachamim maintain that a deer is considered trapped in any enclosed area, even in a garden or a courtyard. It brings to mind the idea that nowadays we may feel very, very trapped, especially if you live in an apartment, especially if you live in a dira or in a building with different units, even if you live in an area where you have to share a courtyard, a mavoi, like in the olden days of the Gemara, and you don't have your own official property and garden, it might feel like you're trapped. It might feel very difficult to be enclosed and to be confined in a certain area. But if you're blessed to have a house, even if it's a small house, but you have a backyard and your front yard, count your blessings, especially in the current crazy corona times we live in. They have the ability to go outside. You have the ability to appreciate nature and the grass, and if you have a driveway with cement, the ability for you to play and to lounge and to have play and leisure time, and for your kids to play and have play and leisure time is a wonderful, wonderful thing. If you don't have a house, then there are definitely ways to do it, to go to the parking lot like we do a lot, and we look at the water, or we drive around different beautiful neighborhoods in the car. You could do that also just to get the feeling that you don't feel trapped, just to get out a little bit. And if you do have the space in the front or the back, what we did in the past couple of weeks, the past couple of while is that we got like a canopy tent that's open on all sides. Kind of reminds me of the idea Lahavdil of Avram Avinu, where he had four entrances, but here the sun is blocked on top, but the wind comes in on the side. We also got a few umbrellas and different things for the kids, so that we feel that it's a little bit of an oasis in crazy current corona times. We want to make sure that we feel serenity, we feel peace of mind. We don't want to feel trapped. Just as the Gemara talks about trapping a deer, trapping a bird while it's enclosed in the house or enclosed in the closet, we too should not feel like we're trapped. We're not feel like we're enclosed in the closet or the house. There are ways to go about things. People visit, like we mentioned in the previous weeks, people visit from the porch to the car. People visit from the car, say hi. Some people have been visiting their teachers and they go from the sidewalk and they wave to the teacher, thanking them for the wonderful work, maintaining a lot of distance, everybody wearing masks, nobody touching or hugging each other. Still, it's ways to get out and feel a little bit of normalcy. As the Gemara talks about not feeling of trapping the bird or the deer, we should work out how not to feel trapped in our current times. There are many ways to do it. Even if you're in a dira, in an apartment, there are ways to get out and about in a safe and healthy, happy way. And if you do have the house, there's definitely ways to feel like you have an oasis around your house, especially on Shabbos, when you're supposed to feel wonderful menucha and wonderful rest and wonderful complacency and serenity throughout the Shabbos day. We should be zocha that everything goes away and we feel full yom menucha with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 107 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.